the basic duty that was laid out in the Seminole case, the kind of the key case for insurance agents' obligations, which is May 92 Texas Supreme Court case. May was a case in which they had a family group health insurance policy that they'd purchased through an agent, and it had a termination clause in it. And the family, the lady gets pregnant. The health insurance underwriters terminate the policy. It goes to another carrier, and then it goes through actually, I think, two more carriers ultimately. She has a child. The child is disabled, and the last policy she's put with has a provision that doesn't pay for totally disabled. So she gets coverage for 90 days, and then it's terminated. It's excluded, and she gets no further coverage for the totally disabled child. She sues the agent, and the Supreme Court looks at that and makes the determination that the agent's obligation was to get the policy that was requested or tell the client that they were unable to get it. And in that case, they found that the agent wasn't negligent because they really didn't, there was no discussion about the policy. There was no discussion about the clause. She never expressed any dissatisfaction. She didn't allege that somebody didn't disclose anything to her.